It's Tuesday, the 15th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Trustco Group Holdings Limited has announced updates to its planned purchase of additional shares in Legal Shield Holdings Limited. The transaction involves Trustco acquiring an extra 11.5% stake in LSH from Riskovitz Value Fund LP. It will increase Trustco's total ownership of LSH to 91.35%. That's according to the Deputy CEO of Trustco, Quinton van Rooyen.
Transaction is roughly valued at $468 million, and the acquisition includes the two insurance companies, the short term and the life company, but more notably the real estate portfolio of Trustco Group with the latest Elisenheim, Herbots and La Friends developments. So for Trustco, we're increasing our stake in Legal Shield Holdings from up to 91%. We look at the future of what the current economy holds, specifically in the real estate. So we're looking to jump on the gains that to be had with the growth in the property portfolio.
The Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism has approved Rhino Resources Namibia's environment clearance certificate, allowing the company to drill 10 exploration and appraisal wells off the southern coast. According to Namibia Mining Energy, the drilling campaign, which could inject 1.8 billion Namibia dollars into the economy, will take place in License Block 2914A and is expected to commence in the fourth quarter of 2024. Action SA has launched the Government of National Unity's performance tracker to monitor the coalition government. At a media briefing, Action SA's national chairperson, Michael Beaumont, says the tracker will empower citizens to assess the South African government's progress and failures and push for the necessary reforms.
What we are growing increasingly concerned about, and which has led us to the point where we believe a tracker of government performance is necessary, is it looks like we have an Instagram government that is emerged in South Africa. A government that tends to make announcements and tweets more than it does in terms of policy or legislative reforms in a real way.
Staying on the continent, the World Bank has downgraded its economic growth forecast for sub-Saharan Africa. Bloomberg reports that sub-Saharan Africa will likely grow 3% this year, somewhat lower than the April forecast of 3.4%. The slower growth rate was largely blamed on the conflict in Sudan, which started 18 months ago and has continued to escalate. And Sean Diddy Combs has been hit with a series of new lawsuits alleging sexual assault, abuse and rape, including from a person who was a minor at the time of the alleged incident.
Six new lawsuits were filed on Monday from two women and four men, none of them identified in the suits. One of the Jane Does accuses Combs of raping her in a hotel room in 2004 after meeting her at a photo shoot, while one of the John Does claims he was drugged and assaulted by Combs and other men. A Texas-based lawyer representing the alleged victims says more than 100 people have come forward with accusations of abuse. Combs has denied all wrongdoing. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.